He didn't understand me, but she did, and held her arms out. Near as I could tell, Totan was the only person in the world who cared for Kigota. He toddled, and his granny forgot all about being wet and cold and cranky. Sara looked at me hard. I shrugged, grinned, mouthed, "He needs changing again." Rudy found me staring at the city. Fresh smoke hung over our part of town. "Babadoo just ambushed a patrol, Mergen." "Shit. When they don't report."
"He said they knew we were here. They were sneaking up. That Swan character is with them."
One Eye was right then. "Anybody get hurt?"
"Not yet."
"Good, good. Did they get a look at the camp?"
Bunyueng Bao had done a good job of camouflage, considering. You could tell where the camp was, but not its extent.
"I think they just saw the smoke. They were real surprised to get jumped, according to Babadoo."
"They see him?"
"Yes."
"Unfortunate. Maybe they didn't recognize him." I shrugged.
"Some things can't be helped. I'll deal with them. Hang on."
I stomped over to Sara and her mother.
"Hush!"
I snapped when the old woman opened her mouth to start. "We have trouble. Who can speak for the Nguyen Bao?" I didn't know who else to ask. These strange people did what I said when I told them, if that improved our situation, but they didn't talk. The old woman put the baby down and rose. She squinted. Her eyesight wasn't good.
"Don Doc!"
she barked. A frail ancient turned. Despite his age, he was carrying a huge bundle of brushwood. Kigota beckoned imperiously. The oldster headed our way at a high-speed shuffle. I went to meet him.
"Greetings, father. I am the one who dealt with the speaker."
I spoke both loudly and slowly.
"I'm not deaf yet, boy."
He replied in Taglian better than mine.
"And I know who you are."
"Good, then I'll get to the point. The soldiers over here have found us. We don't know what their attitude toward your people might be. If they're in a bad temper, I can't help much. Your warriors have scouted. Can you disappear?" He looked at me for a dozen seconds. I looked back. Sara came to stand beside me. Behind us, Totan giggled as he played with his grandmother. The old man shifted his look to Sara. For a moment he seemed to be staring into yesterday. He shivered. His expression grew more inscrutable.
"Wiccan!"
"Good. Do it while I'm with them." I jerked a thumb uphill. "I'll get word to Doge. He'll find you." Tom Doc continued to stare coolly. Not inimically at all.